Let's bring in Brian McFadden. He is, again, co-host of All Things Covered, the podcast, and a CBS NFL analyst. B-Mac, give me your thoughts on this game for the Falcons. And by the way, if you win Sunday, you're 4-0 in this division. You're in the driver's seat. There's no reason to not go down there and handle this.
Exactly. I 100% agree with you. This is a must-win. And for individuals that feel, you know, that are concerned, I mean, you should be concerned. But if you look at Atlanta, yes, Atlanta, they're dealing with injuries, but they will be the more healthier team in that matchup Sunday in Tampa. Tampa will be without Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. I repeat, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans will not participate in that ball game. You have to win that ball game. You have to. Both teams have similarities going into Sunday's matchup. Disappointing outings, the previous ball game with Tampa against Baltimore, and of course Atlanta against Seattle. But for Atlanta, you got to find a way to win the ball game because this is super important in defining your place in the division. And like I said, if you're telling me Atlanta is going to Tampa and they're playing against the Buccaneers without Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, the Falcons have to win that ball game. You can't lose.
B, but here's my main concern.
Here you go.
Love to get your opinion on this, obviously. The Falcons can't get to the quarterback, B, and Baker's the type of guy, he'll play backyard football on you, and I don't care if it's not Evans and Godwin, it could be McMillan, and it could be Palmer back there that he's throwing to, and Kate Otten, the tight end, who's good, and if you give him time, he'll find the open man, B.
And that's the thing that you love about Baker, his ability to extend plays, his ability to improvise on the fly and make things happen. And yes, he had a lot of success against Atlanta, the first matchup in Atlanta. I mean, three touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken. Two of them went to one individual in Mike Evans. So if you're Atlanta, you have to understand that Baker is going to buy time. He's going to make things happen. But to your point about not putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks, not sacking quarterbacks, those things will happen. You remember a few weeks ago we talked about the lack of running coming from Bijan Robinson, and I said, patience. He is going to get things going. And I said the one luxury the Falcons had at their disposal, they were winning ball games without really getting the best out of Bijan Robinson. The same could be said for the defense, because eventually the defense will show up. Remember, this is a new regime. This is a new scheme. Schematically speaking, these guys are doing something they've never done before based with this new coaching staff, and you're still above 500. So I believe that pass rush is going to get there, and this will be a great opportunity to do so against Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers.
We're talking with Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, as we go around the National Football League. Obviously, we're talking about the Falcons. Let's move on and talk about something that everybody's talking about right now, and the reality is there's nobody playing better than Lamar Jackson. We projected the numbers, 4,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing. You know, these numbers have never been seen at that position. And he's on pace, by the way, B, to get there. The Ravens destroyed the team we're going to see on Sunday, you know, putting up over 500 yards on them in the Buccaneers. How good is this Baltimore team?
Man, Baltimore is really, really good. Baltimore is really, really good. Lamar Jackson, to your point, he's playing like the best quarterback in the National Football League. I know some people are saying Jared Goff. No. If I had to give a vote, I'm giving it to Lamar Jackson because he is him. The issue for Baltimore is their defense. Their defense has been vulnerable from time to time. Now, to their luxury, they have an explosive offense to lean on. But defensively, this is not the bunch that we've seen in years past under Coach Harbaugh as the head coach there in Baltimore. But Baltimore right now, they're looking great. The offense is clicking. Lamar Jackson is throwing the football around the yard to whoever it is that's catching. Derrick Henry is doing Derrick Henry-like things. And the defense, they have some holes, but they're making timely plays. We saw that Monday night against Baker. That red zone interception from Marlon Humphrey really changed the trajectory of that ball game in favor of the Baltimore Ravens. So when you have the best player in the National Football League on your team at the quarterback position, and he's being so smart with the football, you're going to win ball games. And I'm not surprised to see him doing what he's doing because he's been him for quite some time. But just in the way they're doing what they're doing, that's the most surprising thing.
B, Tua comes back this week, no guardian cap. He's going just all in. He says, football is my ride or die, and I'm just going to do it till the wheels fall off. Simply put, can he save the Dolphins season?
if he can stay healthy. Like, all right, now, I've been having a few back and forths with Tua not wearing the Guardian cap. Number one is ugly. I agree. It looks bad. If I was playing today, I would not wear it. But if you're Tua Tagovailoa, and I know they said it really doesn't help that much based on the studies and the research they've done in creating a Guardian cap. But if I'm Tua Tagovailoa, anything that could actually help you to a degree, shouldn't you consider wearing it, in my opinion? So I was a bit confused and disappointed in hearing that he's not even considering that. But if he can stay healthy, guys, yes, he can bring life to the Dolphins. But do we think he can stay healthy? Because look at it like this, all right? Both of you guys are playing against the Miami Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
All right, Chris, both you're playing linebacker. Carl, you're playing linebacker as well. What are you going to do the first time you guys are sent on a blitz and you have an opportunity to drill Tua Tagovailoa?
That's exactly what I'm going to do, rip his head off.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? And that's the game that we play. Right? It's a brutal game. You're taught to hit and make people miss. And so for Tua, where you're playing a contact sport, you should have on that Guardian cap to hell if it doesn't give you that much more protection. But if it gives you a little bit, who cares, bruh? Your life is at stake. And one thing I didn't like during that presser, you talked about he's going to ride it till the wheels fall off. What does that mean, Tua? You got to be mindful what you say, because the tongue is very, very powerful, my boy. Like you've been in very, very difficult situations and being concussed on national stages. That's the thing about Tua. Think about this, guys. Every time he's been concussed, we've seen it on the national stage because they were primetime games. So I'm a bit concerned for his safety and his health, but if he can stay healthy and he can get back to being the Tua that he was before the concussion this season, yeah, they got a fighting chance.
It is Brian to McFadden, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris in for Mike today. We're live at State Farm Arena. We're going to hear from our quarterback and the quarterback report coming up in less than 10 minutes here on the show as Kirk Cousins sits down with our own Dave Archer. As we continue to go around the league and talk about some of these games that we're going to see on Sunday. And by the way, last night, big shout out to the Rams. You know, I keep talking about this. Puka being back, Cooper Kupp, that's a different team, right? And you know, Matthew Stafford throws 4 touchdowns last night. That's the difference in having guys that are familiar and you feel comfortable throwing the ball to versus not. And that is what I think Baker's going to be dealing with on Sunday. All right, let's talk about some of these other games, man. Real quick, as we talk about what's been going on with your Steelers. Was Mike T right? Was Mike T right?
Hey, so far in the short term, no question, he looks like he was right. It was a rocky, first 2 series for Russell. But then when he really got comfortable, I mean, he was pushing the football down the football field. And I know people are saying, well, he was throwing up moonshots. I can care less. At least he was taking shots on the football field. I'm okay with that. Because, you know, we talked about George Pickens and what type of player he is. And I said George Pickens can be a legit superstar. Unfortunately for him, he hasn't really had the ability to showcase that because the ball hasn't been pushed down the football field. So they're in a great position right now because we talked about Baltimore, and Baltimore is Baltimore. But in their division, man, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've always been able to hold their own in their division, regardless who they had, whoever been at quarterback in years past. So for Pittsburgh, this is a very, very intriguing game for Pittsburgh because we've seen this in years past, right, guys? Pittsburgh will have a real good game on a national stage, and the next week they're playing against a lesser opponent that might not be as good as they are, less talented, and they lose. We saw this earlier in this year when they went to Indianapolis and played against Joe Flacco making his first start. Joe Flacco came in relief, right? And we lost. So this is a very, very intriguing matchup because they're better than the New York Giants. And one thing I know about good teams in the National Football League, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat. That's what needs to happen Monday night against the Giants.
B-Mac, this is a tough one. Jaden Daniels is, quote, better, according to the staff in Washington, has a chance to play versus Chicago. If you're the GM there, you pulling the trigger and saying we got to sit him for health, or are you letting him go?
It depends on how comfortable he is, because this is a very, very important game but it's not a divisional game. Yes, it's an NFC game, but it's not a divisional game. And for us as fans, we want to see it because we want to see one versus two when you look at the quarterbacks that were drafted in this past year's draft. This is great for us. But for Washington, man, do you want to go ahead and put him out there in harm's way? And, oh, by the way, Chris, Carl, Chicago, that defense, they can go. That ain't the defense you want to have a guy out in front of not being 100%. Because they do a great job in hitting the quarterback, sacking the quarterback, and putting pressure on opposing offenses. So, if I'm Dan Quinn, I don't know. I will allow him to give me a workout before the game to kind of see. But if I feel like no, he ain't all the way right, I'm not putting him out there in harm's way because he's going to get hit. You better believe that against the Bears defense. Let's live the fight another day instead of salvaging the farm for one game. And then you have to deal with the injury the rest of the way. Because I can tell you this much, if they don't have a healthy Jayden Daniels moving forward, I know they won last week without him, but it was against the Carolina Panthers. But they won't play the Carolina Panthers again. They won't have a successful year without Jayden Daniels if he's not able to be in the lineup.
Yeah, one last thing. 49ers also dealing with a bunch of injuries. Obviously, they don't know when they're going to get McCaffrey back. Ayuk's now down. Cowboys at 49ers. That's a Sunday night matchup, B. Who do you like and why?
I like San Francisco being at home. I like San Francisco because they can run the football. We know about the issues for the Cowboys in stopping the running game. The Dallas Cowboys can't run the football, so they're automatically one-dimensional. And I think the balance will, you know, supersede what the Cowboys may try to do. So I take the San Francisco 49ers in that spot. I think the running game is going to be something they can rely on and really get things going, especially with some of the injuries they have at the pass catching position.
B-Mac, appreciate you stopping by as always. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.